about set to get underway. Vandals will have the opening kickoff in this second half. Vandals scored. Touchdown with 4 seconds remaining on the clock. In the second quarter to extend the lead back to 42-6 after Litchfield had scored. Litchfield on the board late, and then the Vandals were able to answer him and lead it 42-6 as we sit here, just ready to get underway in the third quarter. Just about ready to get underway in the third quarter. Connor DePue and Jordan Colburn are deep to receive the kick. The Vandals will be going right to left here in this third quarter. And it is up. It is a wobbly kick. Going to be picked up by Patty McDowell at the 16. And he gets ahead to about the 26 where he's brought down. He just died on the near side of the field. Ball hit at about the 16-yard line and just died. I think he was going to try to let it go out of bounds, but it just died. It stuck. So Vandals take over at their own 26-yard line to start off this second half. Again, the Vandals going right to left here in this third quarter. They lead it 42-6. Two receivers line up right, one left. It is Connor DePue on the left and Casey and Bowers on the right. They will give it to Dylan Hinton, and he powers ahead to about the 28, I should say, about a 2-yard pickup. Second down and 8 for the Vandals. Second down and 8 for the Vandals. We'll see if Coach Clay might keep it on the ground a little bit more here on this opening possession of the third quarter. Eat up a little bit of clock. Second down and 8. Two receivers line up to the right. One left. It is Connor DePue lined up to the left, and it is still Casey and Bowers lined up to the right. Take the handoff. Get a quick pitch out. This is for Aiden Carroll, and he gets ahead to about the 34-yard line. Aiden Carroll with the catch. It's going to bring up a third down and about 2 for the Vandals. Ahead to the just shy of the 35. Third down really about 1. Third down and about 1 from their own 35-yard line for the Vandals. Just underway in the third quarter. Vandals lead it 42-6. Third down and a yard. Two receivers left, one right. They're going to give it to Hinton. He fights. Wow. Still fighting on his feet all the way ahead to the 40. He's got the first down. Man, he is strong. Tenacious runner. You know, he hasn't gotten a huge amount of opportunities because of how good the Vandals offense is. But when he has, when they've asked him to get some big carries, he has done it. He's answered the bell. He does it there and gets it all the way ahead to the 41. Most of that was after he'd been hit, and most of that was after he'd been hit by multiple players. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 41. Fake handoff. Stumbaugh's going to keep it himself ahead to midfield, across midfield, and he's going to get out of bounds at about the 43-yard line, 44-yard line. So Quentin Stumbaugh with a nice run and into Litchfield territory, getting the ball ahead to the Litchfield 44-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Litchfield 44. Two receivers will line up right. I believe that is Colburn and Casey lining up to the right. And one receiver to the left, that is Connor DePue. One man in the backfield, that is Dylan Hinton from the pistol formation for Quentin Stumbaugh. And he's going to give it to Dylan Hinton, who finds a seam and got it ahead to about the 40. For Litchfield, pickup of about 4. Second down and 6. Second down and 6 for the Vandals from the Litchfield 40-yard line. 9 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Vandals lead it 42-6. Two receivers line up left. Two receivers, I should say, line up right, and to the far right, far side of the field, that is Andrew Casey. Colbert also on the right, and DePue, the one receiver to the left. Thumbaugh gives a handoff again to Hinton, who powers his way through to about the 36-yard line. Pickup of about four again. They're down and about two coming up for the Vandals. Third down and two for the Vandals. They head to just inside the Litchfield 36-yard line. Third down and two. Thumbaugh takes the snap. It's a flip out. Gets it to Connor DePue. Connor's got the first down. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 in the corner in the end zone. Did he get there? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Vandals. 36-yard completion, Stumbaugh to DePue. And the Vandals on the board with 8:42 remaining in the third quarter. Stumbaugh to DePue. Again, from 36 yards out, this comes with 8:42 remaining in the third quarter. And the Vandals now have a 42-point lead, 48-6, pending the extra point. Cole Durbin set for the extra point attempt. It is up and it is good. And the Vandals lead it 49-6. 49-6 is our score. The Vandals on top of Litchfield. Take a break on WKRV.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Dish Truck Repair in Alma. Dish Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, dishtruckingandrepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Dish Truck Repair in Alma.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. So the Vandals, we are now in continuous clock. The Vandals with a 49-6 lead. And Litchfield with a return ahead to about the 29-30-yard line. So we are in continuous clock now for the remainder of the game. 8.5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Vandals lead it 49-6. 49 was their point mark a week ago. So 49-6. Sat off the quarterback, two receivers to his right, one left. Takes a snap, drops back the pass. He's got time. It's a pass away. It is caught. And Bywater stayed on his feet, but he's going to step out of bounds at about the 39. They pick up, head to the 39. It is 9 yards. Second down and one. Second down and one for Litchfield. 49-6, the Vandals with the lead. Three receivers will line up right, one left, sat off, one man in the backfield with him. That is Coulter. He'll take the snap, gives it to Coulter. Straight up the middle, he's going to have the first down and get ahead to about the 45. So pickup of about five, maybe six for Coulter. And it is a first down for Litchfield ahead to their own 45-yard line. They are in continuous clock the rest of the way. Clock will stop for any timeouts or if anybody scores. That off, two receivers on each side, one man in the backfield with him. He takes the snap, fakes a handoff to Coulter, going to keep it himself, and he's going to be brought down at about the 49-yard line. The Cole Yarborough in on the tackle for the Vandals. And also saw Corbin Myers in on the tackle for the Vandals. And about a 4, maybe 5 yard pickup. And a 4 yard pickup. Second down and 6. Second down and 6 from their own 49 for Litchfield. We are halfway through this third quarter. Vandals lead it 49-6. Two receivers line up on each side. Side off one man in the backfield with it. He takes the snap, gives it to Coulter, and he bounces off a couple of defenders, and he's going to have another first down ahead to the 43. Litchfield's moved the ball well. It's interesting to watch them, and I know they've had injury issues, and I know they've got depth issues, but watching them, comparing them to some other teams in the conference, man, they offensively, they look pretty good. First down and 10 for Litchfield from the Vandal 43. Two receivers on each side. Set off one man in the backfield with him. Going to hand this one off to Coulter. And he's going to get ahead to the 39. Before he is brought down by Kobe Lux. And it brings up a second down and 5 coming up for Litchfield. Second down and 5 for Litchfield. Vandals lead it 49-6. Now, once you are in the continuous clock, you are there. It doesn't matter if the other team scores and gets it under 40 or not. Second down and about 6. Snap back. Take the handoff to Coulter. And instead, they get it to Sean Usry, I believe, number 24. Going to pick up a couple of yards. Second down and 4 coming up for Litchfield. From the Vandal, 37. Third down and 4 for the Litchfield Purple Panthers from the Vandal, 37-yard line. Two receivers line up right, one left, two men in the backfield with Saddle. On a third down and 4. He takes the snap, fakes a handoff, gets a pass out. It's caught by Lightshoe. He slipped, and when he did, he went down. And in high school, when your leg goes down, you're down. That is it. So he does make the catch, but he's going to lose yardage back to the 41. It's going to bring up a fourth down at about 7. That's the difference between, I believe, you know, the pro game, if you touch the ground, you can still go. The high school level, you're down. It is done. Fourth down at 8 from the Vandal 41. So Litchfield, we'll go for it on fourth down. Nope, they're going to punt it. Nope, they are going to punt. One man deep for the Vandals. I believe that's Kobe Lux deep. Snap is back. Kick is up. High, high kick. And it is never in bounds. It's out of bounds. It was a high arcing kick and went straight out of bounds. It never hit in bounds. So the Vandals take over. 3:05 remaining in the third quarter. We're in continuous clock. 49-6, Vandals with the lead. As Vandals look to go and have their fifth undefeated regular season in school history. They did it in 2019. Time before that was 1996. Time before that was 1976. And 1963 was the first one. The Vandals, two receivers line up right, one left. Andrew Casey is in at quarterback for the Vandals. And it is Brody Matthews in there at running back for the Vandals. So Andrew Casey in there at quarterback for the Vandals. Two receivers line up right, one left. Andrew takes a snap, gives it to Matthews. And Brody ahead to about the 24, I believe. Pickup of about 3, second and 7. Second down and 7, and second down and 8, somewhere around that range. Ball ahead to about the 24. Yeah, it'd be second and 7. The second down and 7 from their own 24 for the Vandals. 1 minute, 45 seconds remaining, third quarter. Vandals with the 49-6 lead. Play clock rolling down. The Vandals are not in any hurry. They would be happy to run down some clock. Two receivers line up right, one left. Andrew Casey in at quarterback for the Vandals. Brody Matthews in there at running back. Takes a snap, Matthews gets the carry, looking to get to the outside, finds a little room. We do have a flag down at about the 29-yard line. Area of holding. The Vandals have not had a penalty tonight. This could be their first coming up. That is in the area of holding, so that is what I would expect here, and that is what I get. So a hold against the Vandals at the 28. This will push them back to the 18, if that is the spot of the foul. So this will push the Vandals all the way back to their own 18-yard line. Wow, he's still going all the way to the 16, so the spot of the foul was not. So the spot of the foul was not quite right on the flag throw, all the way back to the 15-yard line. Second down and a lot. Second down at about 15 for the Vandals. 30 seconds remaining, third quarter. Second down and 15 for the Vandals from their own 15-yard line. Two receivers line up each side. Matthews in the backfield with Andrew Casey for the Vandals. Andrew from the shotgun. Puts man in motion, and we've got a flag. We're going to have a false start, I believe, against the Vandals here. Nestrick was the man in motion. And it will be a false start, and that will be the end of the third quarter. So when we come back, Vandals will have a second and 20 from their own 10. Take a break on WKRB.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother of pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
At LLCU, we love football, and it's time to drive to the end zone. Come into LLCU, pick a football, and receive an auto loan rate discount anywhere from 0.25% to 2.00% off of our already great loan rates. Get pre-approved before you car shop or refinance your car loan, and you could save with our competitive rates. Promotion ends October 31st or while footballs last. Visit LLCU.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Rates and terms subject to credit. Federally insured by the NCUA.
So it will be a second and about 21 for the Vandals from their own 10. As we'll get started in the fourth quarter with the Vandals leading 49-6. The Vandals lead it 49-6, and they are looking at a second and 21 from their own 10. Two receivers line up on the right, one left. Matthews in the backfield with Andrew Casey. And in motion is Connor Depew. He gets a handoff. That's not Connor Depew, is it? No, that's Nestrick. My apologies. He gets ahead to about the 17-yard line. That is Nestrick. So a third down and 14 coming up for the Vandals. Third down and 14 coming up for the Vandals. Just underway, third quarter. We are continuous clock with the Vandals with a 49-6 lead. Third and 14 for the Vandals from about their own 17-yard line. Play clock at 18. Two, three receivers line up to the left, one right. Vandals going left to right here in this fourth quarter. Andrew takes the snap, rolls left, rolling, still going, gets a pass away. It is caught. That is Carter Robbins, but it's just about at the 21-yard line, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and about a 9 coming up for the Vandals. So fourth down and 9 coming up for the Vandals. They'll be forced to punt it away, first punt of the night for the Vandals on a fourth down and 9. A fourth down and 9 coming up, 10.5 minutes remaining in the game. So Andrew Casey stays out there to do the punting. Two men are deep for Litchfield. They're back at their own 44-yard line. Vandals will let as much time as they can run off. leading 49-6 here in the fourth quarter. Snap is back. Andrew with more of a line drive kick takes a crazy bounce, and Litchfield just has the ball on it at their own 40. Had a little trouble. That sat off the quarterback. Falls on it back at his own 40-yard line. So Litchfield will take over at about their own 40-yard line. So Litchfield will have it at about their own 40. 9 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the game. Again, we're in continuous clock. Vandals with a 49-6 lead. Vandals looking to wrap up the undefeated regular season, the fifth in school history. And it looks like Coach Reinhart wants a timeout. Coach Reinhart would like a timeout. Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Also donating $1 of every $100 to Warrior Nation Cancer Foundation during the month of October. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. Timeout's also brought to you in part by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. Also, you're listening to the game streaming or on the Vandalia radio app. Our streaming brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. So Litchfield takes over at their own 40. That off. Hands it off to Coulter. And he's ahead to about the 46-yard line, about a 6-yard pickup on first down, maybe 7 yards. Second down and 3. Yeah, we'll call it 4. Second and 4. Second down and 4 for Litchfield from their own 46-yard line. Inside 9 minutes remaining in the game. Second down and 4 for Litchfield from their own 46-yard line. Sadoff fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, looks to get to the outside. He does. Picks up a lot of nice yardage down the far side of the field before the Vandals finally bring him down inside the 30-yard line. So Sadoff, a nice carry all the way inside the 30. Nope, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at about the 31, maybe 32-yard line. Still a very nice run by Sadoff. Sadoff with the first down run for Litchfield. Tell you what, he's a heck of a quarterback, especially for a team that's 0-8. Two receivers line up left, one right. Sadoff takes the snap, drops back to pass. Got time. Got a man deep. It is up. It is tipped. It is incomplete. Or did he catch it? No, he did on the second attempt. It was tipped in the air, and the receiver for Litchfield is going to make the catch inside the 5. So it is Devin Chu who comes up with the catch. It was tipped out of his hands up in the air, and he was able to make the grab on the second attempt. And Litchfield has a first and goal from the 3. Sadoff hands it off to Coulter, and it looks like he got down to... Nope, he got in. So it is a touchdown for Coulter. So Coulter with the 3-yard touchdown run for Litchfield. This comes with 7 minutes, 24 seconds remaining in the ball game. And it looks like Litchfield's going to go for 2 here. So Litchfield will go for 2, 7:24 remaining in the game. It is now 49-12. And Sadoff will take the snap on the 2-point conversion. He's got a lot of time to throw. He does. It's complete. And it is complete to Bywater. So the 2-point conversion is good. And it is 49-14. So 49-14 is our score. The Vandals lead cut down to 49-14. Take a break on WKRV.
Shelley's Burger Station in downtown Vandalia is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a tremendous breakfast menu. Shelley's Burger Station has dine-in and outdoor seating. A drive-up window and carryouts are available. At Shelley's Burger Station at 615 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia.
The 49-14 is our score. Now, again, we're still in continuous clock because you had the lead to 40, and it doesn't matter what the other team does. And, yes, a team could come all the way back and tie it up. And if another team was up 40 at one point, 40-plus at one point, yeah, that's where you'd be, still be in running clock. And I broadcast a game one time where it got close. It tightened up quite a bit, but you were still in running clock. So Litchfield will kick it away to the Vandals. 7:24 remaining in the game. Squib kick caught by the Vandals. Aiden Carroll caught it at about the 44. Might have been an onside kick attempt by Litchfield. Aiden Carroll with the nice hands caught it, and the Vandals take over. And the clock is back to rolling. So the Vandals with a 49-14 lead. And Andrew Casey out there at quarterback for, it is Patty McDowell. Patty McDowell is out there at quarterback. So we've got Matthews and Benton Dively in there at running back. Vandals will line up, and now the Vandals got a flag down here. Too many men on the field, so the Vandals had 12 on the field. Well, they will get the 5-yard penalty. So saw Carter Robbins coming off the field right there at the end, and they dropped the flag. So Vandals with a 5-yard flag. First down and 15 for the Vandals from their own 38. Vandals going left to right here in this fourth quarter. They're halfway through this fourth quarter. Patty McDowell takes the snap, hands it off to Matthews, who's able to break a tackle, gets some room ahead of him, and all the way ahead to the 47-yard line, pickup of about 9. Unfortunately, the Vandals were 5 yards behind the sticks after the penalty, but going to bring up a second down at about 6 coming up. So Nestrick will come out, and Carter Robbins will come back in. Second down at about 6 for the Vandals from their own 48-yard line. 5 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 49-14. The Vandals looking to complete the undefeated regular season. Two receivers line up, right, one left. Patty McDowell, the quarterback. Dow takes the snap. Hands it off. That is Matthews, and he's ahead to midfield. Man, that was a fight just to get that. Picks up about 2 yards, maybe 3. Going to give him right to midfield, so it's going to bring up a third down and 3. Third down and 3 from the 50. Third down and 3 from the 50. Two receivers line up left, one right for the Vandals. Down to 4:40 remaining in the game. Play clock at 20. Of course, the Vandals no huge hurry to get plays in. They're going to let the clock run as much as possible. 4:20 remaining. Play clock down to 5. McDowell takes the snap. Hands this one off to Dively. He gets hit right in the backfield. And I think they're going to give him maybe back to the line of scrimmage. And it'll bring up a fourth down. And 3 for the Vandals. Fourth down and 3 for the Vandals. Yep, they lost the yard. Fourth down and 4. We're inside 4 minutes remaining in the game. The receivers line up left, one right for the Vandals. Fourth down and 4 coming up. We'll see what the Vandals want to do, if they're going to go for it. Kind of looks like they are, or at least they're lined up that way, or they may just let a lot of clock run. We'll see. Lining up with two receivers on each side, one man in the backfield, that is Matthews. And now McDowell's dropping back like he's going to go ahead and punt it. And I think that will be the case. High snap, but he's able to go and get it. And kicks a little line drive kick that rolls. Richfield eventually picks it up at about the 30. And really no return at all to the 31. So that's where Litchfield will take over at their own 31-yard line. And we'll be inside 3 minutes remaining before they snap the ball. Clock is rolling. 49-14. So the Vandals are going to go 9-0 this season. This will be the fifth undefeated regular season in school history. Back in the 60s, when they did it in 63, you're just done. There were no playoffs back then. The season's just over. Sat off, takes the snap. Gets a hand off to Coulter. He's able to break a couple of tackles. Vandals eventually bring him down at about the 32, about a yard pickup, second and nine. Yeah, back in the day with high school football, there were no playoffs. They didn't have a playoff format. So you see that a lot of times. I know St. Elmo, back in when they had football back in that same era, had an undefeated team or two, and it was just over. You completed that, and I guess you could win your conference and such, but there were no playoffs back then. Down to a minute 55, second down and nine from their own 32 for Litchfield. Sat off, two men in the backfield with him. He's going to put a man in motion from the right to left. Sadoff now steps back, throws it, and it is caught by number 55, who makes a big run and gets it all the way ahead to the 40. Now, we do have a flag down back at the 43-yard line. So a big gain. That was number 55, Jaden Ellinger, a senior lineman for Litchfield. There is a flag down at the 44, however. They got the pass complete to the senior lineman, and he got a big gain after that. But we've not seen what the flag is. Clock stopped at a minute 29. Not sure whether they stopped the clock, but they did. A minute 29 remaining. We're still discussing this. The one that looked like the indication might be ineligible man downfield is a flag all the way back in the 31 as well. So an ineligible man downfield. So an ineligible player downfield, so and now I think we're going to, do we have a timeout? We got another flag down. I think we got a timeout. So Litchfield's talking things over. I think they, you know, saying they had an ineligible man downfield, I can't believe that you have to check those things in with an official when you have a guy that's going to be an eligible receiver that's not normally, and Litchfield's coaches talking with the officials about that. I can't believe they didn't, but we saw that last year in an NFL game. I believe it was the Lions, where they had a play where they had a lineman that caught the pass, and it was over ineligible. It was over an ineligible receiver. And I know that situation was is that Detroit had thought they'd reported it in, but they didn't, or it was kind of confusing. So here we are, a minute 29 to go. And the ball will be at about the 26-yard line. So a minute 29 to go once all this is done. There was a timeout called in there to make sure the clock stopped. The Litchfield will try it again. We'll see if they go with maybe something similar again. So the clock back going. 49-14, the Vandals with the lead, and we're down to a minute 15 remaining in the game. Sadoff takes the snap, drops back the pass. He is going deep. It is incomplete. An incomplete pass for Litchfield. And it's going to bring up a third down and a 14 like that coming up. We're inside a minute remaining in the game. So the Vandals will wrap up the undefeated regular season. They're going to win this one tonight, 49-14. And it is. Snap back to Sadoff. He drops back to pass. He's going deep again, and it's incomplete. And the clock runs out. That was a fourth down pass, incomplete. We're down to 15 seconds, and the clock is going to run out. So the Vandals are going to wrap up an undefeated regular season. They go 9-0. They will find out tomorrow night who they will play. They know they're going to be at home, who they will play in the first round of the playoffs. 49-14 is our final. The Vandals with a victory. We'll take a break on WKRV.